Now the Lord said to Moses, cut out for yourself 2 stone tablets like the former ones, and I will write on the tablets the words that were on the former tablets which you smashed. So be ready by morning, and come up in the morning to Mount Sinai, and present yourself there to me on the top of the mountain. And no one is to come up with you, nor let anyone be seen anywhere on the mountain. Even the flocks and the herds are not to graze in front of that mountain. So he cut out 2 stone tablets like the former ones. And Moses got up early in the morning and went up to Mount Sinai as the Lord had commanded him. And he took the 2 stone tablets in his hand, and the Lord descended in the cloud and stood there with him as he called upon the name of the Lord. Then the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in faithfulness and truth, who keeps faithfulness for thousands, who forgives wrongdoing, violation of his law and sin. Yet he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished, inflicting the punishment of fathers on the children and on the grandchildren to the 3rd and 4th generations. And Moses hurried to bow low toward the ground in worship. Then he said, if in any way I have found favor in your sight, the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite.
Be careful that you do not make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land into which you are going, or it will become a snare in your midst. But rather, you are to tear down their altars and smash their memorial stones and cut down their Asherim. For you shall not worship any other god, because the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God. Otherwise you might make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they would prostitute themselves with their gods and sacrifice to their gods, and someone might invite you to eat of his sacrifice, and you might take some of his daughters for your sons. And his daughters might prostitute themselves with their gods and cause your sons also to prostitute themselves with their gods. You shall not make for yourself any gods cast in metal. You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. For 7 days you are to eat unleavened bread. As I commanded you at the appointed time in the month of Abib. For in the month of Abib, you came out of Egypt. The firstborn from every womb belongs to me. And all your male livestock, the firstborn from cattle and sheep, you shall redeem with a lamb, the firstborn from a donkey. And if you do not redeem it, then you shall break its neck. You shall redeem all the firstborn of your sons. None are to appear before me empty-handed. You shall work 6 days, but on the seventh day you shall rest. Even during plowing time and harvest you shall rest. And you shall celebrate the feast of weeks, that is the first fruits of the wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the turn of the year. 3 times a year, all your males are to appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel, for I will drive out. With living bread, nor is the sacrifice of the feast of the Passover to be left over until morning. You shall bring the very first of the first fruits of your soil into the house of the Lord your God. You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk.
Then the Lord said to Moses, write down these words, for in accordance with these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. So he was there with the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights. He did not eat bread or drink water. He wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. And it came about when Moses was coming down from Mount Sinai, and the two tablets of the testimony were in Moses' hand as he was coming down from the mountain, that Moses did not know that the skin of his face because of his speaking with him.
finish speaking with them.